I'm here! Welcome to another edition of The Deepest Lore. I'm joined by Pharaoh. How you doing, Pharaoh?
Yes, good. Thank you very much.
And also by Panama Hat. How you doing, Panama?
I'm fine, thank you. Good afternoon, everybody.
Now, these two gentlemen are so posh that when I joined this chat, they were I caught them talking about the last time they went to Harrods, and Panama was saying that he thought it was gaudy.
Yes, it is. Though. Fortnum is much nicer. They do lovely tea blends and hampers there.
We are today. I know this is The Deepest Lore is a kind of non-political show, usually where we look at culture. But with the debate coming up tonight, and you know, thick of election season, we thought we'd look at some more ads this week. But we're going to look specifically at the Donald Trump ads and the Joe Biden campaign ads, and we're going to assess them on their style, on their emotional impact, and also I was thinking of possibly putting them against the Haitian Matrix, which I will get up in a second. Now, just before we get going here, Pharaoh, you're the ad man. What would you be looking for in a good campaign ad?
Yeah, so I think something short, memorable, but also something that speaks to the individual audiences. So again, you know, I think you've talked about on Unpopular Opinion about some of those kind of key demographics, white women being, you know, super important this election. So I want to see some ads which target them, but they're also, you know, cohesive and stylish at the same time.
And Panama, what are you looking for?
Well, my current position is that I literally just don't care about the election anymore. So you could sort of say I'm cynically objective. So I'll be looking for genuinely convincing points in each one, as opposed to the sort of more professional way that Fair is going to look at it.
Okay, and just for people who haven't come across the Haitian Matrix, this is from Jonathan Haidt's book. The conservative, so not the conservative mind, that's Russell Kirk's book, The Righteous Mind, where he says that there are these six moral foundations: care and harm, liberty oppression, fairness cheating, loyalty betrayal, authority subversion, and sanctity degradation. And the basic thesis of The Righteous Mind is that conservatives have a basically permanent advantage in electoral politics because the conservative moral matrix that we're looking at here speaks equally to all six of these, whereas the liberal one, that the leftist one, speaks very heavily to care and harm, and a little bit to liberty oppression, and a little bit to fairness cheating, but they mainly major on care harm. So they're quite one-dimensional, whereas the conservatives have all six of these foundations. And to make matters worse, says Haidt, liberals tend to be blind to these three on the right here. They tend to be blind to the what he calls the morals that bind people together, the kind of group level morals. So that's something I'll be looking out for. So we're going into this with a number. Now I've picked out six each. I thought, well, maybe we'll get through six, but if we run out, there's loads of them, so we can carry on going until we get bored. Okay. Who do you want to go for first? A Biden ad or a Trump ad first? What do you reckon?
Biden.
Okay, let's have a Biden ad then. So this ad is called Flex Your Power, Joe Biden for President. It's got 22,000 views, and it was published 4 days ago. So basically, that's it. I mean, 22,000, that's good viewership numbers for me. It's got equal like and dislike ratio.
Yep. Ratio to, yeah.
That's very strange.
So that's a very poor, you know, if I was Joe Biden, you know, I'm not running for the president and I can get 20,000 with a good, you know, with a good video, you know. So this is poor, I would say, just on the going on those metrics. But let's have a look at his ad. You guys can see this, right?
Yes.
Hold on a second. I've just realized I didn't put the sound on. I have to share my audio. Okay, here we go. Right. Let's have a watch.
I'm Ryan Shazier. In 2016, I didn't vote. I didn't think it mattered. I won't make that mistake again. One thing I learned in life, you have to make the most of every opportunity you get. Right now, you have the opportunity to make positive change in your community by voting. When you vote, you use your voice and you flex your power to make change. Want change? Go vote. Use your power.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
All right. So first thoughts on this advert, because my initial thought is he didn't actually say go and vote for Joe Biden. He just said use your vote. So yeah. That was a little bit odd.
Very poor.
What are your thoughts, Pharaoh, as someone used to looking at persuasion and advertising?
Yes. So I think there's a couple of things. It's obviously aimed at young black men. So that the first message you hear is, I didn't vote last time. So he's again trying to create that emotional and empathetic bridge with the watcher. He's obviously a American football player and black as well. So I think trying to get that resonance across, someone he's recognised. Is that a particular city? You know, again, often they'll use like cityscapes to start off to say, because he'll be a player for a specific team. So I wonder whether one of the reasons why this isn't so big is they rolled it out in any one state or something like that. And basically, he's trying to encourage young black men to go out and vote. And again, using the ideas of kind of community. Did you see there was this slightly older black woman later on in the video?
Yep.
So it's kind of like you're gonna look after your mum if you vote. Although I thought it was interesting because a lot of the photos of him at the beginning were just him like in stretches and stuff. But I don't know if that's just an American football thing. And then flexing your power is all about the power of, the power of American football, you know, of this guy, and you can be this guy.
Yeah. Panama, what did you make of that advert?
I mean, I think as Pharaoh said, it's so targeted to one particular audience. I mean, it didn't resonate with me at all. It's, you know, they've got that guy there who, you know, I don't mean to be cruel, but, you know, he's not the most eloquent sounding of people. They've got that very obnoxious music playing in the background and references to sport. And as I think, as you said, it doesn't actually tell you to vote for a particular person. He just says that you need to vote. It doesn't. I mean, obviously, you know, it's steeped in one particular side, but it doesn't actually tell you who to vote for. And I thought that just the way the ad ends and then that window opens and it says, I'm Joe Biden. Like, I thought that was very clumsy.
Yeah, a couple of people are saying you're a bit fuzzy, Pharaoh, on your mic. I don't know if you can maybe pull it back from your mouth or something like that. I don't know if that will help. I mean, for me, the biggest thing is that it didn't actually hit on any of these moral foundations. I mean, it was basically just saying, you know, go, don't waste your vote. It didn't, I mean, did it really hit any of these? It didn't speak to any of these points. It was quite like neutral as a message, I thought. So for me, that was a 1 out of 10, a 0 out of 10 ad for me. So
I think maybe care and community. So maybe a bit of careness going on. You're helping out your family.
So, if I were to give it out of 10, 0 out of 10 for me for that first one. Anyone else want to give a rating?
I agree, 0. Didn't register anything.
Yeah, maybe a 3 for me. I think again, it's super targeting, you know, a specific age range, location, and ethnicity.
So here is the first Trump one we're going to look at. It's called Joe Biden Will Raise Your Taxes. Notably, it's got almost 1 million views. 900 and it was published just yesterday. So the Biden one was published 4 days ago and had, you know, 20,000. This was published yesterday. It's got 917,600. But notably, that has got a pretty bad ratio, I would say. 10,000 liked it, 8,100 disliked it. But then again, compared to 1 million, they're quite small numbers. Okay. Any comments on the ratio? Do you think they've been fiddled with?
I imagine a lot of people probably saw Trump had put an ad out or something and came on just to click thumbs down. But
you know. We'll keep an eye on these numbers. The fact he posted this yesterday and already got 1 million views is something. And Biden's one was 4 days ago, but 20,000.
Yeah. One thing I would say is that they're obviously not getting those figures through advertising, which again, it must be organic to get that kind of stat level within a day. So again, you know, that's pretty impressive.
All right, let's have a watch then.
If you elect me, your taxes are going to be raised, not cut.
What does that mean for you? Household incomes down $6,500 a year. Higher gas prices at the pump and utility bills at home.
And here's how it works. I'm going to raise taxes.
Small businesses pay more. 5 million jobs lost.
You're going to get a tax raise.
An economy in ruins. That's what Joe Biden's tax increase means for you.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Right. What do we make of that one? Pharaoh, first thoughts.
Yeah, I think a couple of things. The audience is much different. You've got a much broader range. You've got middle class families. You've got working class, like lorry drivers, or was he like a builder or something like that? You've got the black guy at the end. He's really trying to hit loads of different people. I really like the subtle, like head, like the knowing in between. If you saw like a couple of the women sort of like say no, and again something like that is just very subliminal. And again, you will be literally watching this video and again saying no at the same time. So I think he's really hit the audience as well. I think it's a strong message. Again, he's summed up everything. Look at that, household incomes down by, you know, 6,500. You know, we don't know the time period for that. You don't know if it's a month or a year or whatever. But again, it's like, you know, super powerful, basically.
Panama, what do you reckon?
I think... See, I want to compare it. I sort of want to give it an objective look just on its own, but it's very hard not to compare it to the one we just saw. And it comes off a lot better than that does. I mean, you've got what appear to be normal working people. You know, the man there's got a helmet on that literally says union. You know, people, you know, living their everyday lives. These aren't sort of football stars or anything. These are just normal people working, putting petrol in their cars, running shops, and each of the figures, there's a lot of information was put across there, and I'm sure, you know, you could do a hashtag fact check and sort of, you know, pick apart some of the stats that are shown, but it did get a lot across in a very short space of time.
Again, just on the fact checking thing, one advantage of these ads that they have is that you can't debunk them as you go along, and people will remember those figures in their head. They'll associate Biden with, you know, raising taxes. Even if someone says, "Oh, actually, that's not the correct amount of, you know, income decrease or whatever," people will still remember Biden saying, "I'm going to increase your taxes." You know, so it sort of makes people immune from the debunking.
Yeah, and I mean, I did notice that they kind of had Biden saying, "I'll raise taxes," and then they abruptly cut him off. I bet you he says something like "for the rich" or something, but that doesn't matter, right? They've got him saying, "I will raise taxes," and then they've got everyday people looking kind of a bit grim about that prospect. And I think there's the emotional, so they're actually hitting on an intellectual level. Ooh. Tax raises, that's not good for me. How much is that? Here's the maths. But also they've got the emotional, just these people looking vaguely disapproving. And like, look, they're real people, you know, there's no doubt about these are not polished actors or anything. They just look a bit rough. They look like real people. You know, no offense to them or anything. But.
I really like the pump one, because again, what they've realized is, we call them pain points in the advertising industry. You know, you've got to target people when they're kind of like, oh, the price, I feel like prices have gone up. You know, it's like when maybe you've done your Ocado shop AA and Charlie Bingham's have increased their prices. You know, it's like, oh, and the pumping gas is one of those moments. You know, she's literally like, oh, that the price of gas has increased by 20% for me. It feels more expensive.
Yeah, no, I that's reminded me, by the way. People are wondering what I'm drinking, because, of course, it's the deepest lore. It's the kind of nice little chill out afternoon stream where we all have a beverage of our choice, a kind of Scott Adams style simultaneous sip, if you want to put it that way. And I'm having a cup of Nescafe Gold. It's so smooth. What are you guys drinking?
Just lemonade for me.
I have a pot of Earl Grey tea, which I had to brew in a saucepan because the kettle is broken. And I have a glass of gin and tonic, mostly gin, to cope with the ads.
You're drinking gin and tea at the same time, and Pharaoh is drinking a weak lemon drink. Okay. just to go against the Haitian matrix, I felt like it wasn't, I mean, it was kind of hitting fairness a little bit. Mm-hmm. Seems unfair that these normal people should have to pay. Hit oppression a little bit, I suppose. Didn't really hit the others for me, I would say.
Maybe the sanctity era, you know, I think America has always been associated with low tax, you know, and again, they're part of the narrative of whatever the mythology of the creation of America is around revolting against taxes. So I do think it is almost a sacred proposition. So.
Yeah, I'm hoping that we're not being unfair to Biden there, because that first hour was particularly weak. I'd give this one about a 7 out of 10. Where do you guys go?
Yeah, something, maybe even an 8, but I think we'll have to see what else is out there. So,
I think it's a bit early on, but so far for me, this is an 8 because I commend it just for, I think, quite accurately capturing sort of the average person in the current year. You know, these, like, I've seen a lot of right wing sort of adverts that try and portray the average person as this kind of, like, you know, 40s era, like, working class hero type, but it's just not true. You know, it's just not, it's a caricature. So I'm glad that they sort of got the authenticity and the figures across. That was very good, I thought.
So there's something else I noticed. Trump's ads are almost always 30 seconds, longest a minute, but most of the time they're 30 seconds. Biden's ads seem to be longer, as we'll see. This one is 2 minutes long. It was posted 4 days ago, and it has 71,000 views. It does have a positive like to dislike ratio, though. Only 2,700 have disliked it and 5,800 have liked it. Still, it's not very good, though, is it?
What's the channel? Is this all from Biden's channel, is it?
This is Biden's own channel versus Trump's own channel. Okay. I mean, Biden's got 367,000 subs. Trump has got 1.49 million subs.
but what's interesting is the multiplier factor. You know, Biden's I think Biden's still, he's under indexing for that level of subscriber count, in my opinion, and he's probably tweeting it out. So
if Sargon put out a video and got 71,000, that would be bad for Sargon, wouldn't it?
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, you could get like 150 or something like that easily.
Yeah, or PJW would beat that in a day or something, wouldn't he?
Usually. It's worth reiterating at this point that Trump has a base that love him and will vote for him come hell or high water. And also he's a bit of a meme, so people will, you know, tend to click on his stuff more. Whereas Biden suffers from the same thing Hillary did, I think, that there just isn't that core base of people that really love him. There's loads of people that are going to vote for him because they hate Trump or because they hate the Republicans or whatever, but there isn't really that core base that Trump has.
Yeah, and in fact, I might share this with you. I saw this thing earlier called is it Transparency Tube, which I thought was interesting. I'm on there, by the way. I'm on here. Do you want to see it? I find myself. I was down here somewhere. I can't find myself now. But I'm on there somewhere. Okay. What I thought was interesting was if you put the left versus the right on here. I think it's like that, is it? Anyway, if you put the left up against the right on here, you'll see. Can you do it like that? You'll see the different profiles. What do you notice, right? This is the left. it's got The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon, it's got Colbert, it's got NBC, it's got CNN, it's got Vice, it's got MSNBC, it's got BBC, it's got, you know, all of these big logos, yeah? CNBC, Washington Post. Now, if you look at the right, what do you notice? Most of the right is made up of basically homegrown stuff. There's Fox, there's Trump himself, there's Sky News Australia, and then literally the next biggest one, I mean, there's Steve Turley. There he is. Good old Steve. Oh, and by the way, if you're a channel member, there's a new emoji that you might want to check out in the, if you type in shill, a little emoticon of Turley will come up now. So I'd love to see people try that out.
I would just say, I personally don't really agree with what you're saying, in that I think that the left is just openly corporate, whereas the right has less visible corporate entities, but they're backing smaller channels, if you see what I mean. So, for example, Shapiro, or you know any of the other sort of pundits on there are probably backed by a lot of corporate money, but it's not as open as it is with the left.
Yeah. Okay. Well, it's better branding then, because it seems more bottom up and homegrown. Whereas this,
I would describe it as legacy media is what we would call it. So it's kind of like the guys below have been around for years and years, hundreds of years, you know, while the guys above are all fresh and new faces. I think the other thing to note is that there's a lot of smaller audiences, each with their own like groups. See, I can see like there's the quartering on there, who's kind of like, I don't know, your nerdy gamers, yeah, Giuliani or whatever. Like, I think there's just loads of individual people, like loads of smaller audiences adding up to be one big blob, as opposed to the feeling that I get with the left-wing stuff. It's, if you're subscribed to The Guardian, you're going to be subscribed to Vice or whatever. You're going to be subscribed to BBC News. It's the same NPCs hitting up all of these channels.
Yeah, I mean, it really doesn't look that good. And even with all that corporate backing, the right is still outdrawn. It means, you know, pound for pound, still doing more on views. So just interesting, that's all.
Do you also maybe think this ties into the idea that the left can't meme in the sense that they can't concisely express the sort of prongs of their thoughts and ideas, that they have to kind of couch everything?
Well, my view, if I'm honest, is that the reason that we see this is actually because the right comes from basically what people's default views are, from what they feel, whereas on the left, usually people have to be taught how to think in a kind of leftist way. So it's invariably going to be much more top down, because your typical leftist has to basically be told what they think about something, whether the person telling them what they think is a panelist on a TV show, or their favorite talk show, or John Oliver, say, or Don Lemon, or whatever. They basically have their take given to them at the start of the day, whereas it strikes me that on the right, things are a lot more organic, because the right is tapping into these natural kind of Haitian instinct, so it doesn't need to be taught, or our view basically on what's moral or immoral hasn't changed from year to year or day to day, because we think these things are immutable, whereas on the left, what they think on any given issue could change literally from month to month, depending on who's getting accused and who's getting, they're not consistent on anything, because they're short-term tactical on all things, right? Because they have a utopian vision that is driving all of their smaller actions, right? So, I don't know. Let's pretend that Joe Biden sniffs girls' hair. Well, the Me Too movement is dead for the time being, because it's more important to beat the orange man. Do you understand? And all the leftists kind of they get that. So they're a lot more Machiavellian, as well as being a lot more top down. But Pharaoh, do you want to come in on this? Sorry.
Yeah. Just, I think there's one other interesting thing, and I think it's around the YouTube algorithm, which I feel like is sort of optimized for your 10-minute video. And what the right's really good at doing is, again, distilling those ideas. Like you said, Panama, we're better at memeing. And like we laugh at, Turley or, you know, Timple with their ridiculous titles. But they are very good at taking an entire news article and pushing it into a 10 minute slot, and that's kind of where the sweet spot in YouTube is right now. Maybe that, like someone like ContraPoints or Philosophy Tube, they'll go and do this entire like actory 2 hour monologue bullshit, basically just waffling on for ages, and I think they probably do suffer algorithmically for that for now, until you know YouTube inevitably screws us over. So
yeah, well, I mean, it just goes to show, like, I mean, you've got the entire corporate media backing this guy and they still get outdrawn on YouTube. Just interesting. And then all right, let's have a look at the next Biden ad. This is called Joe Biden Reads Tweets.
You're an amazing example of sanity after 4 years. Anyone would be. Virtually anyone would be an amazing example of sanity after what we've been going through. But I have great faith, I really mean this, in the American people. There's not a single thing we can't do when we do it together. And I think the country's ready. I'm going to need your help. We need a dog back in the White House. I've got two of them. Their names are Champ and Major. They're great dogs. I promise you, they're back in the White House. Marry me, Joe Biden. You're what America needs right now. You are all of us. Well, let me tell you, thank you so much. But I had to ask my wife 5 times to marry me. Not a joke. 5 times. And on the 5th time, I was coming back from a trip, and I knocked on her apartment door in Delaware, and I said, hi. She said, come on in, Joe. And I said, no. I said, you got my Irish up, and I meant it. I said, I'm only going to ask you one more time. If you'll marry me, before you say anything, you don't have to say when, just if. But if you don't, then I can't do it anymore. So I looked at her, I said, will you marry me? And she went like this. Okay. Joe Biden stood up for gay rights. He said, everyone should get married. Thank you, Joe Biden. Look, it's real simple where I come from. It's who you love. It's who you love. And that's who you should marry. My dad, I remember one time he was dropping me off in the early 60s. And I walked out, two men standing in the corner. And they leaned over and kissed one another and went different ways. And I looked at my dad, looked back at me. And he didn't. All he said was, Joey, it's simple. They love each other. It's not complicated.
Well, my first reaction is that I thought that was a lot better than the first ad for him. A lot better.
Definitely. I think it was worse.
I think it was.
Well, hang on. Let me tell you why. Right, because that first ad didn't register with me at all. Like it was out of my mind the minute it finished. It didn't hit anything. This is in the minus numbers for points because it's so many things that just made me cringe and feel pity for the man and feel annoyed and everything. This is awful. This is doing more damage to my opinion of Joe Biden than the other ad.
I can see more of the chatter with you than there with me, but I'm trying to be objective here, okay? I mean, it wouldn't make me vote for him. I think he should have taken the mask off as well. Like, why is he wearing a mask? There's no need to wear a mask in that situation. But it hit the care note pretty good. It hit the liberty note pretty good. It hit the fairness note
It was blatantly just things he'd been told to say. It did not hit these notes. It was kind of pawning towards them.
There was loyalty to his wife. There was a recognition of loyalty to the group. There was the idea that, you know, we're all in it together. He was fair because, you know, he talked about his marriage, and then he was like, yeah, I saw two gay guys and they love each other just like me and my wife do. So that's kind of fairness.
Are you trolling?
No, I'm not. I'm just...
You need to get in the mind of the voter, though, Panama. I know you're looking at it from your perspective, but imagine that you're a 20-something soy boy living in California. That story about the marriage, you know, a soy boy's probably gone through that. You know, that's abject beta behavior to a normal person. You know, asking someone to marry you 5 times and being rejected.
But the soy boy, pathetic. The soy boy is going to vote for this man no matter what. Like, the ads don't even have to... you know, factor in there, ad or not, he's going to vote. It's not as if the soy boys are having trouble making up their minds.
Farrah, what's your take on this?
Yeah, like I thought it was much better. I think the first thing is the format. I don't know if you're familiar with Jimmy Kimmel's, is it? His Mean Tweet series, which I often see in the kind of... I often check out the trending tab in YouTube to get a little bit black-pilled about what people are liking. and it often comes up. So I think already they're trying to riff off an existing format, and again, some of that legacy media that we talked about earlier. So in that original kind of framework, they'll get like a group of celebrities to read out mean tweets about someone. So this is kind of an inversion of that, some nice tweets. And it's basically just a platform for Biden to talk about or to bring up talking points that are relevant to his audience. And like you said, there's one on the marriage, which is, again, I think that's really appealing to the white woman vote. Because again, it's kind of like, oh, isn't he sweet? He cares about his wife so much. The gays comment. Dogs is white women again, because it's like, oh, that's so cute, he called him champ and he's a champ. Although I liked how his dog was, you know, his dogs are meant to be like his owner, and he was like asleep at the front, so that's about right. But I think the thing is that the beauty of the original mean tweets format is that it's like the tweets are really funny, and then the reactions are really funny as well. But Biden has zero charisma. I still felt like he was reading through an auto cue. The tweets weren't interesting or kind of like, again, maybe to a boomer that like, oh, you know, how have you survived those 4 years? We need a dog back in the White House, etc. It's just like, you know, boomer takes, but maybe that's it, boomer women.
I have a question for you, Farrah, because if you were in charge of making this ad, would you seat him in that dreary nighttime, apparently, you know, office, like something out of, you know, Terry Gilliam's Brazil, you know, horrible, dreary landscape, not even a landscape, is it, an interior that he's sat in, very plain. The door is ajar. And I noticed towards the end of the ad, you could actually see people walking past the door and like sort of peering their heads around, trying to work out what was going on inside. And also look at the way he's holding the phone. Like it's clear this is not something he does. This is not a man that scrolls through Twitter on any kind of, you know, in any way that most people under his age do. So I there are just innumerable things wrong with this ad. And as you say, it's not as if the man has the charisma to pull this off. This ad looks like a fake parody ad that they made and just shouldn't have put out, but it was put on YouTube by accident because they had nothing else to do.
I think it's probably something on the fly, on the campaign trail, and then one of the staffers was like, oh, have you seen Jimmy Kimmel's? They show it around. It's like, why don't we just do that now? You know, we could just record three sentences. This is obviously, it's really cheap to put together. And I, like, as much as we mock it, again, look at the stats, did better than the first video, in my opinion. So it obviously resonated a little bit better.
Yeah.
There
is also something, I don't know if Joe Biden's got zero charisma at all. I would say that, have you seen that film No Country for Old Men? Right.
Yeah.
There's an extent to which he does have some Tommy Lee Jones energy. He's an old guy. He sounds a bit tired, but you know you can trust him because I'm Joe by it. You know.
I'm not having that because he doesn't have kind of core. You know, homespun strength that those characters have. It's like, you know, they're an old man, they live on the frontier, they're tough, they're old, but they're still capable. This is just, I'm old and my brain isn't working. That's what this is. It's just weakness. This is not a leader.
All right, so let's keep on going then. Okay, ratings out of 10. I think this was a 6 out of 10 for Joe.
5 for me.
Minus 5.
Right, okay. So the aggregate score then between the three of us was a 6. Whereas for the first one, it was 3. So still on aggregate, he's up. And for the Donald Trump one, it was 16 plus 7? 23 divided by 3, 7 point something. 7.6. All right, let's carry on. We will now have a look at Trump's next one. It's called Joe Biden, You Are Lying. it was released on October the 19th. So that is one day after Joe Biden reads tweets where there is Joe Biden, you are lying. It had 6.7 million views. It's had 52,000 likes and 32,000 dislikes. I'm going to have some question marks over these like-dislike ratios, because 7 million views and there's only that many likes and dislikes, that looks like it may have been reset at least once to me. But still, there's a significant amount of dislikes on the advert, I would say. But there's a lot of views there. He's, you know, more views than he has subscribers. But don't forget, Trump does have, like, what, 80 million followers on Twitter. So a lot of these could have come from there. Let's have a little look.
Joe Biden said,
I have never discussed with my son or anyone else anything having to do with their businesses, period.
That's a lie. Emails show Joe Biden met with Hunter's Ukrainian business associate, and Hunter sought millions of dollars from a Chinese energy company for his family, including the big guy. This is a smoking gun. Joe Biden sold America out to make his family rich. Don't let him do it again.
Okay. What do you reckon, Pharaoh?
I mean, I'm personally not a fan of the... I mean, this is a classic mudslinging advert. You tend to get them very much... It's an American thing. Like, can you remember the last time where in England you've had, like, you know, I don't know, the Conservatives running a piece on Keir Starmer. Keir Starmer said this. Or I don't know. It's a more common thing to see in America. Like, then it's kind of... It's simply just trying to follow up on the, you know, the Hunter Biden email scandal. And I think that's probably why the dislike ratio is so high, because, again, there is the whole debunk counter narrative around those emails. And undoubtedly, it would have been shared in those circles. And I think that could be why the likes got reset as well, because it's, you know, liable for, you know, it got whatever, debunked by YouTube, etc. I mean, I'm personally wasn't a fan of it. I think if something like a scandal comes out, just let the press do its work, and let your tweets will do more damage than an advert like this. You can't really explain the intricacies of the case, and so it just seems like you're just kind of saying, "Oh, this guy's a liar." Not effective, in my opinion.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon, Panama?
Well, probably the most American ad I've ever seen. You know, it's that kind of dramatic. Joe Biden is a liar. Like, you know, I'm not going to say it's bad. And I can't say whether the claims made are true or not. I presume they are, based on what I've heard. But yeah, I'd say this is definitely going to appeal to his base. But again, my wonder is, well, actually, no, I think this might actually convince people who are genuinely on the sidelines, if they get the sense that Biden is this kind of really crooked old sort of optimati sort of type.
I mean, just looking at that, if most of those views are Americans, we're looking at more, that's about 5% of the electorate, you know, 6.7 million people.
Yeah,
it's about 5-6% of the electorate. That's not small. That's a shitload of people.
But yeah, I mean,
you know, who knows? Lots of them could be Democrats. Just, you know, look what Trump's put out now, type thing. But
I think it's got passed around some of the Twitter leftist Twitter channels, basically.
If I was to look at this, though, it's hitting the fairness cheating thing quite a lot. You know, why should this rich guy who has been the vice president get away with this when, you know, poor innocent people like you have to pay high taxes or whatever? That's part of it. Loyalty betrayal is part of it as well. Authority subversion is part of it. Sanctity degradation. I mean, it is hitting all of these, all four of those, which are the right wing conservative ones, hitting those quite hard. A little bit lighter on the other two, but. I don't know. I mean, I tend to lean towards Pharaoh again with this. You know, it's not the sort of ad that I like. I've never liked negative campaigning that much. But I will say, with the press not doing their work and actively censoring this story, Trump really does. I mean, it has to be Trump who puts this out himself, because the press aren't covering it, basically.
That's true. And I think what this would have quite a strong appeal for is Boomer Facebook. You know, the boomers are really important to Trump's campaign because they're really good at sharing stuff on Facebook and, you know, doing cringe comments. And I can just imagine this being passed around various groups or kind of like informing people, acting as a new substitute effectively. So, and I think that could be why the view count's so high as well, maybe.
The other thing I'll say is that the message, the takeaway, is very strong from both the first two Trump ads. First one was, Biden will raise your taxes. Second one, Biden is lying, right? With the Biden ones, what was the takeaway? Black man wants to vote for the first time. Not particularly strong takeaway. And the second one was literally like Joe Biden reads some tweets.
He's a nice guy. It's not, yeah.
And he's quite a nice guy. So in terms of the strength of the messaging on the kind of Scott Adams persuasion front, I think Trump is doing better. But I still only give this 6 out of 10. This one, personally. What would you do, Farrah?
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, four for me. I think it's just like, yeah, not good.
In respect to what you both said, then I will go in between. I will go 5. Just because, again, not bad, not good. So I'll sort of round out the median.
Okay. So let's have a look at the next. This is called Go From There. Now, this one has done significantly better. Look, 20th of October, it was put out, and it has had 1.1 million views. So this must be like a big one. This must have been pretty majorly pushed, would you say, Pharaoh, to have. And it's got a decent like to dislike ratio as well. So I'm guessing this was passed around a lot of Democrats, this one.
Yeah, or even part of an ad campaign as well.
Let's have a look.
There is only one America. No democratic rivers. No republican mountains. Just this great land. And all that's possible on it. With a fresh start. Cures we can find. Futures we can shape. Work to reward. Dignity to protect. There is so much we can do if we choose to take on problems and not each other, and choose a president who brings out our best. Joe Biden doesn't need everyone in this country to always agree, just to agree we all love this country and go from there.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
Okay, so I mean, my initial impression was that was pretty strong from Biden. What do you think, Farrah?
Yeah, like I think it's a total departure from everything we've seen so far. It's one of the first things we see is the flag. You've got the Land of the Free or whatever in the background on a almost somber piano, and I think it's just kind of like a reflection on the country. You know, messages like the land itself isn't bipartisan, you know, we're all here together, we're America. It's him visiting, there's like factory, going around a factory, a cook's different, different social groups, different ethnicities at the same time. The problem is that everyone knows that Biden is not standing for this. He's not on a platform of America together. He's not on a platform for businesses. So it's kind of, in many ways, it is an effective ad and much better than what we've seen before. But at the same time, it's a total lie based on what his campaign is so far. So I wonder how effective it actually would have been with people. Do you know what I'm saying? Imagine your white working class voter seeing that, and then he'll just laugh when they say that the Democrats stand for a United America, where they are actively supporting the BLM riots, which ripped through their own communities, but months ago.
Panama?
I pretty much completely agree with Farrah, in that the first sort of 20 seconds of the ad, where it's sort of, you know, the roads and the mountains and the rivers and the hardworking people in the countryside, and it's all sort of, it all looks good. Like, you know, it's quite a powerful message, but the people that believe in that message are not voting for this man. They are voting for his opponent. Which is my thought. And Yeah, in light of what's happened this year and in the last, well, few months, it was a while ago now. Was it June? We had all the riots and all the chaos. I mean, in light of that, this does seem in rather poor taste. It's just not reflective of the situation at all.
But I remember in their version of the narrative, those riots were, you know, because of the division caused by Donald Trump. And Biden is here to heal those divisions. That's their narrative, don't forget.
I think in another scenario, this would have done amazingly well. This is the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air in ad format. Do you know what I'm saying? It's the kind of the Blair approach. But I think, like you said before, the Matrix has broken. Stuff like the BLM videos have gotten out so much that they just know the narrative doesn't match up to what this is. But again, if this was 5 years or like 4 years ago, it would have done really well.
So I'm just looking at the high tier matrix. I actually felt that this was essentially, I mean, you said Blair tactics. This was a right wing ad. This was basically a conservative message. But, you know, being like, I mean, this is why Biden was chosen, because he has always been one of these guys who can kind of speak across the aisle, if that makes any sense. You know, he's you know, a Democrat who talks like a Republican, right? That's why they went for him and not for an AOC-backed candidate like Bernie, right? Because they felt that they need to get the middle ground voter. And, I mean, okay, let's pretend that you are that kind of white working class voter. How many of them really saw the riots or heard about them? This is the question, you see. This is the great unknown. If you're busy going to work and you're not on Twitter and you just, you know, don't really pay that much attention to the news, did you know there were riots? Do you think it's possible? How many people do we reckon as a percentage didn't know at all about the riots or didn't see any footage at all? What do we reckon?
I think probably most of them saw the riots, but I think only like 50% of them saw the setting fire to property, the looting pictures and stuff like that. I think quite a large percentage of people would have only been fed, you know, like minor skirmishes, etc. So I think the true nature of the riots were only seen by only 50%.
I mean, visually and emotionally, it tapped into care and harm. We saw Biden, you know, hugging a guy in a wheelchair. We saw him, like, you know, being caring in the community. There were liberty notes sounded because of the strong American themes and the great open plains and land of hope and glory, and America stands for liberty. There was loyalty and some of these group ones in there because everybody was together and they were all working to unite the country, and he was talked about being proud of America, being American and all this sort of stuff. So I don't know. I mean, for me, for a Joe Biden ad, I always at least a 7 out of 10, if not an 8, maybe an 8 out of 10. That's what I go on.
I'll give an 8 for sure.
Panama.
I'd give this one. I'll give it a 6, I think, because it's just too hollow for me. I can't look at this completely on its face.
All right. So now we go to the next. Trump one. It's called "Now We Know Why He Got So Angry," and then it's got three angry faces there.
It's a bit much.
This was posted on the same day as that one, 19th,
before we start, this is a good time to point out that I think that Trump's base is primarily composed of internet users, whereas Biden's base is, I think, mainly composed of TV watchers. Which I think is evidenced by the two ads we just watched. I mean, that last ad is clearly meant to be watched on a TV in your house, you know, as in a traditional sort of way. Whereas look at this is clearly designed to be viewed on a phone, because you can see by the bar at the top with the, you know, emotes in it and the thing at the bottom. That's clearly a social media ad.
It's a meme format, basically. And again, you're already doing messages with that. But I mean, I'll talk more afterwards, maybe.
Can I just say that Years in the chat is saying that regular Americans are not as ignorant as we think. That's what she's saying. Do you want to come back on that?
How can we be sure?
No. I mean, one of the things I would point to, though, is a counterpoint to the idea that all of Trump's voters are on the internet and all of Biden's are sitting at home, is the fact the highest rated cable show this year has been Tucker. And Tucker Carlson gets something like 5 million viewers a night now, just on TV alone. And I think he's like double the ratings of CNN and almost triple the ratings of MSNBC. So there's an awful lot of Trump fans sitting at home because of the smorgasbord of Fox shows, right? Not all of Fox is like Tucker. In fact, I saw a Cotto Gottfried stream from a while back where Paul Gottfried was actually breaking down each of the shows on Fox and where they are. And, you know, there were some Never Trumpers on there. There are some, like, there's guys like Hannity, who was just a bit of a shill, basically. You know, there's the Five. There's Laura Ingraham. Some of them are populist and some of them aren't, right? And the bog standard Fox is a lot more. Don't forget, like, Chris Wallace is on Fox, isn't he? Fox is not 100%, you know, shill for Trump. But Tucker is beyond that, right? Tucker is so based that he criticizes Trump from the right. And he is the most popular show. So I just think that's an interesting thing to ponder, right? Because I don't know about you, but if I was ever to watch Tucker, I mean, we can't. In the UK, we cannot watch Fox on TV because it was taken off air mysteriously, do you remember? But I would probably just watch it on YouTube, right? I'd just watch Tucker clips or, you know, watch some rerun on, you know, pirate rerun on YouTube. But I imagine most of the people watching this show would watch Tucker Carlson on YouTube and not on TV, right? So who are those 5 million people watching Tucker every night? Good point, or?
No, I think you are right in that regard. I think he's definitely got a lot of reach to that the boomer audience. I think the boomers are going to swing this election, in my opinion. A lot of those undecided boomers will go Trump, in my opinion.
Yeah, because, you know, Tucker hit BLM hard, and he's been like much more red meat full throated than Trump has been. And in fact, he's been even hard. I've watched Steve Bannon recently, and I would say Tucker has been further to the right than Bannon of this year. You know, if you watch Bannon, it's all about China all the time. But if you watch Tucker, he's just like absolutely disgusted at the reaction to the riots. So, you know, anyway, let's have a look at this one. It's had, but I think you're right. The emojis, if you saw that, this is the sort of thing that you'd see on Facebook, isn't it? That I associate that with Facebook, that there, those three angry faces. It's the sort of thing you'd see on there, and it had 7.3 million views. So,
yeah, one thing I quite like about it, sorry, is that it's that Facebook boomer appeal, but also I think the Gen Z would like it just from ironic meme perspectives. But anyway, yeah.
Your son's job in Ukraine. How is that not a conflict of interest?
It's not a conflict of interest. There's been no indication of any conflict of interest from Ukraine or anywhere else. Period. I'm not gonna respond to that. Let's focus on the problem. Focus on this man, what he's doing that no president has ever done.
You're selling headsets to the president.
A damn liar, man.
You said I set up my son to work in an oil company. Isn't that what you said? Get your words straight, Jack.
Do you think it was wrong for him to take that position?
No.
Knowing that it was really because company wanted access to you.
Well, that's not true. You're saying things you do not know what you're talking about. No one said that. Who said that?
Who said that?
That was very good. I enjoyed that. Okay.
All right. Panama, what do you reckon?
I think that's probably I have a hunch that maybe the best ad we're going to see so far. I mean, that was, we're going to see for the whole stream. I mean, that was brilliant. I mean, they didn't cut Biden off in any sort of severe way like they did in the previous ads. They just let the clips of him roll, of him just being embarrassing and being angry and coming off horribly. And of course, they didn't have any sort of, you know, dramatic, like, Joe Biden is a liar sort of thing. It was just the very sort of memey jaunty Harry Hill style music of you know, playing over the top there, and you know, all the clips of Biden. It was perfect. It was really, really brilliant.
Yeah, and Farrow, what do you reckon?
Yeah, exactly. The soundscape for that was amazing. That kind of rolling bass line. It was just like some kind of slapstick comedy feel, like silent movie kind of soundtrack, you know. And again, it's all about just exposing him for who he is. So I think very, very powerful, very effective.
10 out of 10?
I just, in anticipation, better, I'll go 9, but that can retroactively be a 10 if it's the best one.
I'm going to go 8, and the only reason why is that we've had 3 videos all attacking Biden directly in this character. I guess that the tax one is related to policy, but I feel it's very much like leveled at him again, and I think you need to. I think it's good, like especially in America, where it's all about the president and those kind of unique individuals. But I think maybe Trump's leaning in a little bit too much, hitting Biden and not some of the ridiculous policies that they've said, basically.
Yeah, and I'll just note that I like the Smiths, but for some reason YouTube really wants me to watch What Difference Did It Make by the Smiths. Like, have you noticed it's constantly on my right hand side?
They're pushing the YouTube music thing. That's their latest money making thing. So that's.
I've never listened to Lady Gaga, not once in my life. But I mean, I've watched that video in my lifetime, but it's permanently on the right now. There he is. Yeah. Steve Turley in 16 hours has done better than Joe Biden in 4 days. I'll note.
Incredible. One other thing I would say, perhaps, that's kind of a negative for Trump is that all of his ads are attacks on his opponent, but he's not actually said why we should vote for him. Though I suppose in reality, it's kind of a, you know, it's sort of obvious. Like the people that are going to vote for Trump are going to, you know, they know why they're voting for Trump.
Yeah, and again, I mean, just very quickly, it's the fairness cheating, it's betrayal, it's sanctity degradation, it's subversion, it's hitting those 4 there. Possibly a tiny bit on the liberty oppression one as well, just on the basis that we don't, you know, it's pointing to the fact that there's this 2-tier legal system, one for them and one for us, right? Mm-hmm. So that was that, top notch. Now, 9 times Donald Trump failed at business by Joe Biden. This has got, you know, 1,200 dislikes, 3,300 likes. This was posted a day ago and it's had 41,000 views, so less than Steve Turley, but let's have a watch. And it's 4 minutes long.
Someday I'd like to be poor.
9 times Donald Trump failed at business.
One step beyond your wildest dreams. The utterly fantastic Trump Taj Mahal Casino Resort.
We think it's going to be a tremendous success.
Trump financed the Taj with $675 million in junk bonds, despite telling the New Jersey Casino Control Commission he wouldn't.
Calculations are that the Taj Mahal needs to make over $1 million a day to cover expenses. Trump says, no problem.
The Taj started missing debt payments just 7 months after opening, and in 1991 filed for bankruptcy. Trump's other 2 Atlantic City casinos followed suit a year later. When Trump left town, vendors were left high and dry, and some say he still owes them. April 2006, mere months before the housing market crash.
I think it's a great time to start a mortgage company.
It wasn't. Closed a year later, made only 1/3 of the $3 billion in revenue executives predicted.
At Trump University, we teach success. That's what it's all about, success. It's going to happen to you.
Trump University wasn't what it said it was and didn't offer what it said it did.
The lawsuits all basically say the same thing, that almost everything about Trump University was a lie, starting with the name. It wasn't a university. Trump University took in an estimated $40 million from people who believed they too could someday become successful.
So you're a former Trump University student. Do you believe that it was a fraud, as the Attorney General has said?
Absolutely.
Trump University was outlived by the lawsuits and had to pay out $25 million in the eventual settlement.
It's going to happen to you.
In 1988, Trump borrowed $390 million to purchase the iconic Plaza Hotel in New York City. He promptly tossed in another $50 million on renovations and hired his wife, Ivana, as hotel president.
I'm having a good time. I always have a great time at the Plaza.
The hotel's profits weren't nearly enough to pay off its debts. In November 1992, the Plaza became Trump's fourth bankruptcy of the decade. In 1995, Trump's creditors sold the hotel for $325 million, or $65 million less than what Trump paid 7 years earlier.
If I put the name Trump on it, it's going to be the best.
When it comes to great steaks, I've just raised the stakes. Today, through the Sharper Image, you can enjoy the world's greatest steaks in your own home.
Sharper Image CEO Jerry Levin said of the enterprise, quote, "We literally sold almost no steaks."
This is a great deed for something very high level, very high style.
While Trump vodka ceased sales in the U.S., a company in Israel now sells vodka under the name.
While some of us think about buying a bike, Donald Trump has bought a bike race.
The race lived on as Tour DuPont, after Trump's financial woes forced him to end his sponsorship.
Trump has a new game.
My new game is Trump, the game.
Despite 1989 sales being less than half of their projections, Trump tried his game again in 2004.
Donald Trump bought the Eastern Shuttle for a price tag of $365 million.
The airline lost over $125 million in 18 months, and Trump called it quits in 1992.
Built a phenomenal business. I'm a businessman, did really well, really well.
In business and in politics, Trump got lucky in the inheritance department. And in both, he squandered it.
And I'm not sure that anybody else in the group will be able to do that.
All right. So, I mean, I'll give you my immediate first reaction, which is that, well, there's a few things. One is I kind of like the 80s chic in a lot of this footage.
Yeah.
I think the ironic Zoomers will like the 80s stuff. What's the point? I mean, business people fail, right? You could probably do this with any person who's been in business for 40 years. They're going to have successes and failures, right? I mean, you could probably do this. You could do this with Richard Branson very easily.
I think the angle they're going for is that they're such loud kind of, you know, all of the things he builds have his name emblazoned on the top. And, you know, there's hours of him talking about how amazing it's going to be and how brilliant he is before they collapse. I think that's what they're trying to get at here. And I actually thought that as a kind of anti-Trump tactic, it is quite good and it was fairly slick. But the trouble is, it's that whole wall of text thing the left does in their memes, where it's, you know, it just endless pages of text for them to get a point across. You know, it's 4 minutes long and it does start to drag a bit. You know, nine times he failed, but they could have made this a lot quicker, a lot more snappy, and had the same sort of punch, perhaps even a harder punch, but just, you know, more. It needs to be more concise.
I just don't think it's a very good attack vector, because the obvious question is, what businesses have you set up, Biden? Oh, none. All right. So, I mean, it's like, if you're an entrepreneur for 30 or 40 years, anybody who knows anything about business will know some things will succeed and some things will fail. And if your game is launching products and see how they go, you know, you're going to have some stuff that doesn't go well. So
the thing is the left just doesn't know about business. So, but they, you know, they would know about business if they took the Academic Asian Foundations course of economics.
Well, exactly. If they took Foundations of Economics. And if you're a student, or if you're, you know, suffering from these tough economic times, there is a way of signing up for the course now, where, you can do it through monthly installments rather than pay the $350 up front. So a lot of people have been signing up on the 6th month or the 3 month thing. You get the exact same deal. You know, once you sign up, you have it forever. Or you have the course indefinitely. It's just, you know, helping you pay it through installments rather than all up front. Cause I know, you know, some people aren't made of money. So, you know, and people, there have been people who are grateful, but anyway, yeah. I mean, I just found that amusing more than anything. It's kind of, I found it more endearing than anything else. Trump steaks. I mean, Trump vodka. It's like, well, he gives it a go, you know? Gives it a go.
Yeah, I mean... Sorry, you go back.
No, well, I was going to say, it's not really relevant to the discussion, but I mean, I thought that that footage of the plane going along the runway with its nose dragging along the ground was quite funny. You know?
That was good, yeah. From my perspective, I don't know if you guys are familiar with the Vox YouTube channel, but this is basically a Vox video.
Three to four,
I'm pretty sure they even use the same voice narrator. 3 to 4 minute long. This is debunk the ad. You know, they're trying to debunk the idea of Trump being a good businessman. I think that this doesn't work for me in several different ways. Firstly, it's like, I'm pretty sure that even in, like, from the logic of the way they're talking about these, it wasn't necessarily his business ventures. You know, he was just backing it or, you know, funding something and putting his name on it and not necessarily, like, actually being in charge of it. It was just, like, so anyone with an ounce of sense would realize it's not that, like, Trump wasn't running these businesses individually. I think it wouldn't have that much resonance. I think in the mind of that undecided white woman voter, I think she doesn't care whether Trump's a good businessman or not. You know, I think she cares whether if he was corrupt, I think that would be a different matter. If he was just bad, I don't think it's that bigger gotcha as the left seems to think. So I think it's a weak message in a poor quality format. And again, I hate the clickbait title, you know, 9 times Donald Trump failed at business. This could be straight out of like a, you know, HuffPo or some other trash publications. Those guys do it better. You know, those guys are producing this kind of stuff in a much more powerful way. So,
and I think we should just point out 40,000 views. It's not good, is it? It's not great.
And on this front, I didn't think I didn't hit anything.
No,
none. That's a 0 for 6. And I actually would probably veer into minor. I thought this was the opposite of effective. It kind of made me like him a bit more. Because it's like, okay, I mean, these things are fun though, right? It's not very, to me, it's just not doing the thing it's meant to do, which is, if this is meant to be negative campaigning, you're meant to come out the other end thinking, oh, well, you know, I don't like this guy anymore. But it doesn't. All it does is like, okay, you backed a few losers. So what? So yeah, -5 for me. What about you?
1.
Pharaoh? 1. Yeah. Panama.
I'm gonna be generous and give it a 3.
All right. So the next one for Trump, and I will do some super chats in a minute, is called Joe Biden Wants Your Money. Posted on the 19th, 5.2 million views. Equal like and dislike ratio. Also, I will say, I mean, that, and that, again, they seem suspiciously small for a video with 5 million views, right? I mean, so that looks like it's been set at least once to me. One thing I've noticed is all of these videos that Trump has put out have been put out in the past couple of days, and they're all north of 5 million. Right, they're all massive views, whereas Biden's, I mean, that last one, 40,000, rubbish. So anyway, let's have a look.
President Trump's tax cuts help families save $2,000 a year. But in comes Joe Biden's tax plan. Four out of five Americans will have their taxes raised. Not cool. Don't vote for Biden. Your taxes will go up.
Okay. I mean, it rubs.
That was rubbish. I think if it, cause it's a 30-second cut, I'm 100% sure they'll be running this as a Facebook advert. It's a super simple message. In my opinion, the narrator just sounds ridiculously stupid and boring. I was like, it's a really poor graphic, boomer take. They're not cool at the end. I physically cringed when they said that. Very weak.
Yeah, I mean, maybe I'm looking at the list of dislikes now. It's maybe Trump MAGA hat saying, "What's this? This is rubbish, rubbish ads."
I think. sorry, this is just so absurd. Also, I think this could be sort of a 12-second ad. Like, it doesn't need to be 30 seconds. This they could actually. Because there's quite a big gap between when it says, you know, thanks to President Trump's tax cuts, you know, and then there's a gap, and then it just says, in comes Biden. It's sort of like, just say, look, this is how much money we've saved. If Biden gets into office, this is how much money you're going to lose. The end. You don't need to, you know, not cool. You don't need to have any of that or the kind of slow rock. Just get the message across and finish the ad, because most people, what's that rule? I think on YouTube, you have to grab people within about 5 or 6, you know, seconds of them clicking the video, or they'll just click onto something else. You know, get as short as possible.
Naught out of 10 for me. Shite.
It's
pretty bad. I'll give it a one. I sort of like, can you see the Biden weight? It kind of reminds me of like a Pickle Rick in an ironic way, kind of like Biden weight. look, Morty, I'm a weight now. No.
Rubbish.
Absolute rubbish.
I mean, did it hit any of the things on the charts at all?
Fairness, maybe. It was just bad. I mean, at least, though, it was bad in 30 seconds rather than 4 minutes like the bloody last one.
Yeah.
All right. Keep the faith.
Oh,
Joe Biden for president. Here we go. I mean, Biden is trying to hit conservative Americans. He is. He's trying to get the white conservative vote.
Do you think it will work, though?
Let's have a watch.
These are difficult times for our country. A pandemic, a recession, a reckoning on race, changing climate. With each crisis, our faith is tested. I know for me, my Catholic faith has helped me through the darkness. Throughout my life in public service, I've been guided by the tenets of Catholic social doctrine. What you do to the least among us, you do unto me. That's who we are as a country. When we care for one another, when we look out for one another, when we keep the faith.
All right. So pretty strong Catholic vibe.
Completely nonsensical.
Going for the faith, going for pretty heavy on the care harm, I thought. Very heavy on the care, but also a little bit of sanctity as well. I did note that they said a racial reckoning, and then they clipped to the climate thing and showed the fire. I thought that was probably a bit of a misfire, because for me that brought up memories of the riots, not the fires in California. I know that's what they're trying to go for, but
there was a picture of Floyd in one of the scenes as well. I don't know if you saw on the banner.
Yeah.
Let's have a look where it said racial reckoning.
Maybe earlier on.
That's a dark phrase, racial reckoning. I don't like that at all.
There you go.
Yeah, so that was the racial reckoning. But then they clipped from that to that. Now I know that's a forest fire, but just subliminally, because I'd imagine the editor took hours and hours to make this, right? You must be thinking, well, do we want to go from that to fire? Because that's probably what's inside that way.
They don't see it that way, do they? They see the riots as sort of the justified expression of anger.
But look at the crowd they're trying to get. This is the man they're trying to get in this video. They're trying to get religious people and conservatives.
That was going to be my main point here, is that this video is it doesn't make any sense, because first of all, it's risky to use his Catholicism as leverage, I should say, although this is about America. So, because, again, a lot of Americans are Protestant quite strongly, with an inherent distrust for Catholics. That's going to turn some people off. And, of course, people who are Catholic, even the kind of wet sort of, you know, Catholics, know that Biden and his party have nothing in common with Catholic ideas on anything. He's, you know, this is a party that supports abortion and contraception and birth control and all these sorts of things, and is sort of torn apart the traditional, structures of America. This is a nonsensical advert. I don't know who this is going to catch in terms of the religious people.
Yeah, well, when he was saying that, I just couldn't help but notice that Amy Coney Barrett's confirmation is coming on the right. And it's like, well, how can Biden run this ad and then be against her? Do you see what I mean? Like, we've just seen him say he's like for gay marriage and he's for abortion. And he's like, in what possible respect is he a Catholic?
I have to say, based on the ads we've seen for this man so far, all this reeks of to me is desperation. This is a man desperately trying to cover every single base in the hope of scrambling together enough votes to win. This does not give off confidence. This does not give off any kind of self-assuredness. You know, there's that whole thing where he was reading tweets, you know, that was put together in the back room of an office in about 5 minutes. You know, it's scaredness. There's a real fear to it and a real, you know, as I said, just desperation.
Yeah, I don't know. I did think this was a slightly better ad than the last couple that we've saw, because we've been on a real bad streak here. And I do note that more people have watched this, 145,000. Yeah. Although the like dislike ratio is not very good. But yeah.
Yeah. Like if you think about the kind of religious voters and who Biden can potentially hit, you know, it would be like Pentecostal blacks, or Protestant blacks, and I think. I know you're saying, Panama, about, you know, Catholics going to put off Protestants, but I think even just doing a hat tip to some kind of religion would probably like encourage them a little bit more, or kind of like I think he's just trying to paint over the cracks of, you know, I don't know, like leftists literally trying to burn down churches and stuff like that.
Well, yeah, I mean, go on.
I think the other area is around, again, the white women. And again, I think it's not for people who are Catholic, but who I would describe as culturally Catholic. You may be second generation, their mum was Catholic, and they sort of have inherited this kind of weak form of like moral values. Again, like did you notice, it was kind of like, you know, we've talked about the leftist points being some kind of social religion or whatever. But these are the kind of the points that were raised around racial inequality, around climate change. These are the religious tenets of the new left religion that's here. So I think it's for culturally Catholic people who have now adopted this secular religion.
Yeah, I also think the Hispanic vote is not to be overlooked. Yeah. And I think, I mean, I couldn't be sure, but I'm guessing
the first family. Are
these guys Hispanic here?
Yeah. Maybe the one beforehand, I think, in the hospital. Yeah.
These guys are Hispanic, because I know that Biden is struggling with that demographic. They seem to be way up for Trump versus last time. And so this may be one reason to hit the Catholic nodes. One thing I will say is that when I see Biden, and this is not going to be popular with people, right? But when I see Biden praying there, I do believe this is a man who's gone to a church for a long time. Whether he's an authentic Catholic or not, I believe that he knows how to pray. Whereas when I see Trump holding a Bible up, I just, you know that it's, you know, the Bible is in his mind no different to the Trump steak, right? It's just like, what's the product? Okay, religion today. All right, yeah, I'll hold the Bible up. And I just think that there is that is a factor. I don't know how strong that factor is, but, you know, I give this one 4 out of 10. Pharaoh?
6. I think it was well put together, but I think a bit of mixed messaging, and I think it reeks a bit of desperation, like Panama said. So,
well, Panama. as a Catholic, and just because I'm sick of this campaign, I'm going to go all the way and give it -8 because I'm just angry and fed up now. -8, hated it, disgusting. Get this man off the screen.
Okay.
He's just following the social liberal values of the Pope. That's all I'm saying.
Right. This one is just called insult, and it's got a very low hit count for Trump.
So it doesn't have any keywords.
It clearly didn't do very well with the Google algo or anything. But let's have a look. Insult. I don't know why YouTube really wants me to watch Keith Woods as well. Have you noticed that? It's like Keith Woods and Lady Gaga. Why do they want me to watch Keith Woods? It's weird.
There's been an absolute ton of Keith Woods videos in my record, even though I've literally never actually watched a Keith Woods video or clicked on his channel ever. There's been a load of those in my record.
He's probably been small enough where he hasn't been flagged as like a far writer or whatever, so he's still kind of going through the whitelist and being able to get into that space.
I think it's because he's a subversive socialist and they're trying to keep everyone. All right, let's have a watch.
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Joe Biden insulted millions of black Americans.
If you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
Worse, Biden wrote the mass incarceration laws that destroyed a generation of black families.
We have no choice but to take them out of society.
Away from my mother, your husband, our family.
Lock the SOBs up.
He insulted us, jailed us. We must not elect him president.
Okay, so clearly that was a black voiceover at the end there. This is very much geared towards a black audience. It's pretty obvious. The old clips of Biden really going for it were quite interesting. Actually made me, like, he sounded like a conservative, which is, like we said, how he made his name. Now, the problem for me coming out of this, not a bad ad, right, on its own terms. The problem for me is, like, why are we against this again? like, why is Trump against this? Why are the GOP against it? I mean, it doesn't make any sense. But
they aren't really, are they? They just know that the blacks that are watching this might vote for Trump on the basis of it, I suppose.
I don't know. I think it's definitely been part of the overall strategy. It's a classic conservative ink play around, you know, how like every single speech is how he's like managed to improve black employment. I think it's just like. In terms of the ad, I think it's pretty effective. Nothing like sound bites and clips, but from just a purely strategic perspective, this is like this vein is like the area that Trump is most blue pilled, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, it was on its own terms, it was pretty well put together. It was a lot better than the last one that we watched from Trump. I'm just like, okay, maybe this ad's not for me, but I need to be explained like. Why should we not incarcerate criminals? That's the main. I mean, if I'm looking at those hate ones, I'm thinking, well, what's it hitting here? I mean, to me, Joe Biden was hitting most of those from his old clips.
I think this is the problem with this whole kind of vein they've gone down, where it's like they're trying to capture the black audience, but what they're going to be doing is jeopardizing again white women at the same time who care about. Trust and safety in the community. So I think it's a real double-edged sword. All of this campaign work, in my opinion, and I think it's not. I think it's not by Trump. It'll be a Kushner campaign pushing this.
I mean, if I was Keith, this is the sort of top-tier brain take that you'd see from Keith and some of his friends. They'd say, well, that means Joe Biden's better on law and order than Trump, and based on this advert, they'd have a good point, wouldn't they? So. Yeah, so that's weird messaging, but for the style and for how well put together it was, I'd probably give it a 4 out of 10. What do you reckon?
Maybe a 6 for me, but again, it's like I find the whole, again, attack vector very egregious. So,
I think it's clearly targeted very specifically, and I just feel quite ambivalent about it. So what were your two scores? Because I'll just put a medium score in then, if that's it.
Well, I went 4 and he went 6, so you're a 5.
Oh, five. Yeah.
I will note, though, it's notably done worse. That one wasn't shared by his supporters.
I honestly think it's because he's not put the keywords in the title. It's just insult. You know, the other ones are like, Joe Biden is lying to you, and that's going to pick up hits, whereas insult is too general, I think.
I bet he hasn't tweeted this out either as well.
Why is it kept on the low? Maybe Trump himself was like, I'm not sure about this one.
That's it. I think it's a Kushner campaign. Do you know what I'm saying? It'll be the conservative ink members of the party pushing this, 100%.
I mean, also, you did that stream the other week where you looked at the figures. I mean, like, the amount of blacks that voted for the Republican Party is what? Like, it's a tiny percentage, right?
Yeah. So, however, this is Trump's worst ad, and it's still done better than most of Biden's. So there is that. Okay. Now for Michelle Obama, vote like your life depends on it, Biden for president, 19th of October. Now, I'm pretty surprised that the numbers are so low on that, because I thought this ad was everywhere. It's only done 36,000.
I think it probably got clipped, but this definitely had a lot of PR coverage and did very, very well, like, in terms of reach. But I think they probably didn't show the whole thing, because again, it's just the long form, 1 minute 20. like Daily Mail shows like 20-second clip, isn't it? So
no. The full thing was like 20 minutes of this.
Oh, okay.
So I don't know. It seems like really bad numbers. And it had 2,400 dislikes versus 3,500 likes. But let's have a look.
I want to ask every single American, no matter what party you normally vote for, to please take a moment to pause, click off the news, think about how you felt over these last 4 years, how quickly things have turned, and then think about what the next 4 years could mean for our country's future. The message we will send to our children about who we are and what we truly value. Think about what would possibly compel you to accept this level of chaos, violence, and confusion under this president and be willing to watch our country continue to spiral out of control. Because we can no longer pretend that we don't know exactly who and what this president stands for. Search your hearts and your conscience. Go to iwillvote.com to request your ballot and make your voting plan right now. And then vote for Joe Biden like your lives depend on it.
Okay, my honest reaction to that is that's atrocious, that advert. And I'll tell you why. Because that will not win over a single person who isn't already on their side.
Yeah.
And there was a moment where it sounded like a threat. Because oh, yeah. Guess what? When I looked at those scenes, I thought, well, hold on a second. You cheered that on, Michelle. And now you're saying, like, if you want this chaos to stop, vote for me. It sounds like a threat. And if I'm receiving it like that, I can't even vote, don't forget. If I receive it like that, surely most people would, you know, there's a lot of people who receive it in that way. Who is this winning over? Who's not, like, what? Who is the Trump voter who watches this, who voted Trump in 2016, who now switches? I don't get who they're aiming for with this advert.
It's also just, this has been clear since Trump won, is that the Democrats have no real platform other than hate Trump. I mean, there's no, all this is the peak of it. I think it's their campaign ad that just says, you have to vote for us because otherwise the country is going to fall further into ruin. You know, even though, as you pointed out, a lot of this ruin is on their hands. So, you know, it's just desperate.
They also seem to blame the fact that COVID happened on Trump, which I don't think is something that's going to resonate with anybody. I mean, it's not his fault because it happened around the world. This wasn't his fault. I mean, these things.
I'm going to come in and try and defend this a little bit. I think can we go to the first scene? I think the actual videography of it is quite good. Like, I feel like this is an almost iconic image. You've got Michelle in either a community hall or a church with that kind of circle above her. I think it's meant to, you know, almost give kind of Virgin Mary vibes. Do you know what I'm saying? I think there's something
wearing
like,
white.
Yeah, exactly. I think that's quite well done. And then I think in terms of hitting that emotional message about, you know, we've been through so much pain through COVID, through natural disasters, et cetera, et cetera. I can sort of see what she's doing. But I think, again, the matrix is truly broken. And we know for each of these factors, the truth behind it. I really like the riot scene, actually, because they've had to edit it where it's, they're editing it where it's the police moving forward with the tear gas. So again, trying to be like, oh, it's the police have held down the rioters. But again, anyone who's seen any of the footage of it knows that this is just a total. This is literally propaganda, and a lie. And I think this stuff would have worked really well five years ago, 10 years ago. But I think fundamentally, they can't maintain this facade that again, Trump's caused all of this and nothing went wrong. You know, nothing's happened. It's all Trump's fault. It's, you know, insane.
Oh. Look at the relentless pushing of Keith.
Keith's a fed. That's it. He's confirmed.
Oh yeah, Irish copper.
Anyway, that was like a minus 20 for me. I just find it insulting. I'll be honest. That was my gut level reaction. You cannot run this in this year. after the bullshit they've pulled this year, to run that ad is such an insult.
Are the comments for the video turned on?
Yes.
Should we have a look?
Let's have a look at the comments. Big Mike and the big guy, vote red, vote Trump. I mean, it's all socialism doesn't work. I mean, they're all troll. I mean, they're all vote for Joe if you're not black. Lame. Michelle looks like a man. I mean, the Obama's a poo. Like, it's just all negative.
I think there's an interesting thing about how much the Obamas have been rolled out in the last couple of weeks. We've had this. I think you tweeted out, like, Obama, he was in another state. Was it this morning?
Yeah, they sent it to Pennsylvania.
Yeah, exactly. So they're so desperate. They're literally trying to rehash the last presidential candidate to add a little bit of credo to this campaign, which is probably the worst campaign ever.
But that was really bad. I mean, they could have run this message in a slightly different way, right? To me, that was really like really quite dark messaging, I thought, and was easily the worst ad that we've seen. Especially as it was framed as if it was going to be this, like you said, the framing makes it look iconic and important and almost like there's a level of portent there. I'm like on a minus 20.
Well, AA, you must remember the time when they were rating films. This would be sort of pre the millennium, I think. And if a film was so bad and so horrible that they didn't want to show it, they wouldn't ban it, but they would refuse to rate it. So that, yeah, you know, you know that this is a cursed film. You know, I'm not going to give this a rating. I'm not even going to acknowledge it as being bad. It's so abysmal. It's horrible.
So we've got minus 20 and not rated. So this is going well. Farrah, what do you reckon?
I'm going for zero because I'm fundamentally disagreeing with this whole minus point system because it removes the whole point of a point system. So that's so zero is as far as you should go. That's another debate for another time.
Because this is worse than some of the bad ones we've had. And some of the bad ones were ranked zero, so this must be lower, surely.
And I'll just say it didn't do very well on the V front, which is surprising to me. I saw this everywhere.
But you said it was part of a longer video. I wonder how many hits the longer video got, though.
Should we have a look?
There you go. That's more like it. 700,000 views. What's the like ratio on it?
Yeah, there's the 24,000 one, and it had seven. I mean, still not very good, though, is it? If you compare
it to...
That was. I think in some ways that was kind of like the real big guns rolling out the Obamas and didn't do anything.
Can we just have a quick look at the comments on this video? Just a quick peek. I know we could do this on our own time, but just a quick peek.
Came here for the comments.
No, okay.
I got just top comments. All right.
Yeah, if you want to see the top comments.
Dear fellow Americans, we never dreamed it was possible, but the coup is real and it is here. Only a tiny fraction of your house is on fire. the likes to dislikes on this video seem completely all right with the positive to negative comments. The comments don't seem to mirror the ratio. Who's oppressing all the millionaires? I mean, it's all, there's just no, absolutely no support at all from what I can see from the.
Is there any way of like checking on Wayback Machine for like and dislike resets? Because I think it'd be really interested to see that.
I mean,
there are probably people in the deep law that can do that.
Look, I mean, it's just there's just nobody, not nobody at all. So, I mean, it's it really is phenomenal. I mean, I just don't. So there we go. That was the 24 minute version one, and the edit down had even less. So that was really bad. Really, really bad. So here's Trump's one. It's just called Biden Lied. So let's have a look.
A Ukrainian company hands Hunter Biden a lucrative deal.
If your last name wasn't Biden, do you think you would have been asked to be on the board of Burisma?
Probably not.
Joe Biden said he knew nothing. Turns out he lied. Biden met personally with a Ukrainian executive after they'd hired his son.
Joe Biden lied to the American people about his family making themselves rich off of the vice presidency. What else is he lying about?
I'm Donald J. Trump, and I approve this message.
Okay, so this is the third Biden lied ad that we've seen. It's getting a bit samey now, but they're hammering home the message, though. You do come away with a simple takeaway. Guy's a liar. What else did he lie about? What do you make of it, Farrow?
I think certainly one of the better, like, it's better than that first one we saw. I think it was, for a 30-second video, very effective, and that's where I think you can do something like that pretty effectively. But I really do worry that he's spending so much time focusing on this and nothing. Like, he should be bringing up BLM, he should be bringing up economic policies and stuff like that, and it's just like tax cuts and Biden right now.
So, Panama, what do you reckon?
Again, as you said, quite sort of samey. You know, we like everybody knows about the sort of Hunter Biden thing. This just kind of reiterates it. I imagine it's very effective on social media. You know,
but look what we've caught, a genuine like dislike ratio before it was reset. Look.
Interesting, yeah.
18,000 versus 688, and it's, you see, this one's got fewer views, so it's probably a bit below the radar.
That's more like it's about 10% ratio, isn't it, from views to likes? So
yeah, so they've clearly reset the others, or like tampered with them in some way, because that seems about more right. And that's a, you know, like a 97%, like 8% like dislike ratio. All right, so I give that one a 6, although it was decent.
Yeah, same.
4 or 5, as I said, it's just, you know, bit samey, bit bland. Not a lot going on.
We wanted to try to squeeze one more. Let's have a look to see what the most viewed one was on each campaign. Let's have a look at that. So let's see what Biden's most viewed video has been. Most popular. Crossroads, 3.4 million views. It was 2 months ago, okay. And there's one called Personal, but Crossroads, let's watch that. Backbone, that's got even more. Look, Backbone. Okay, and for Trump, this will be more difficult because he'll have the 2016 stuff there as well. His most popular, Tremendous, thank you for the support. With Joe Biden, China is in charge. And that's got 21 million views. So we'll watch that one. Seems a bit samey, don't they? Well, shall we watch that one? Fighting for the American Worker, 13 million.
All right, just because
we've seen so much of the... what about that one? Don't let them ruin America. Okay, I'm quite interested in all of these now, but I'm going to have to wrap this up soon. Okay, Crossroads by Joe Biden.
Right now, we're at a crossroads. We've seen what can happen when we elect a leader determined to divide us. As president, Joe Biden will forge a new path by growing an economy that works for working families, getting small businesses back on their feet, and expanding access to affordable health care. Joe Biden will lead us on the path forward, paved with opportunity for us all.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
So I thought that was better, but I still think trying to associate the riots with Trump is a backfire, because nobody does.
No.
So I really think that's a bit of like dodgy messaging. And that was in the summer. Look, they tried that on in the middle of the summer. Are they mad? So, yeah, that was stronger, though, I thought, general.
Yeah. Yeah, what I thought was we've got sort of this is a mishmash between, do you remember that like American Wholesome one that we saw earlier, that proper like conservative ad, but they've also put in like socialist messages inside there. So you've got things like universal healthcare, building businesses with like the Green New Deal, although they didn't technically mention it. They've got the BLM march or whatever. So I think it was a clever synthesis of some of those kind of like, hey, we care about families, we care about businesses. But again, I think they just hit too many too many points where we know the truth on it, basically, and people will see through it. Like, for example, supporting small businesses. You know, Biden will be the first to put everyone into mega COVID lockdown and destroy yeah. all small businesses ever, basically. So I just wouldn't believe that he would do that.
Yeah, it's got a pretty bad like dislike ratio as well, and that looks like it's been reset at least once, just judging by the numbers. Any thoughts, Panama? I thought it was dishonest messaging, but better than some of the others we've seen.
Dishonest, I didn't find it cringeworthy. Quite a few of the Biden ads just made me sort of, you know, want to vomit. But this seemed fairly normal. I'd even be generous and give it a 5. I think, you know, it's a pretty decent ad. On the face of it,
I'm probably about 4. I give it minus for their ham-fisted attempt to try to connect Trump with a riot in the middle of the summer, because nobody's falling for that. Or if you do fall for it, you'd have to be like literally like sub 80 IQ.
Well, you know.
Farrow rating?
I'm going to give it a 7. I think this is probably the second strongest one he's done so far. So
which one are we going to go for? Fighting for the American worker. Let's have a look at that one. That was from a month ago from Trump. And judging by the ratio, it's been reset at least once. Okay, let's have a look.
A new study reveals the U.S. has lost 5 million manufacturing jobs since 2000.
The U.S. economy is seeing its worst economic recovery since 1949.
China has made remarkable strides in the past 20 years.
Under President Obama, the recovery ranks as the worst in the 11 recoveries since the Depression. The
reason I'm here is because of President Obama and Joe Biden. Because if they did a good job, I wouldn't be here.
He's going to bring all these jobs back. Well, how exactly are you going to do that? What magic wand do you have?
You need a magic wand. No, you don't. We need manufacturing jobs. My administration added over 500,000 manufacturing jobs.
It can't contradict that these are the best numbers of our lives.
The federal government's monthly unemployment report just out this morning is a huge surprise after the damage of the coronavirus pandemic.
It appears to be a stunner, much better than expected.
2.5 million jobs in the month of May.
The U.S. added 4.8 million jobs in June. That's a record-setting gain.
We built the greatest economy the world has ever seen, and we're going to do it again. And it's not going to be that long.
These are the forgotten workers who work with their hands. They don't want a government handout. They want their job.
A new vision will govern our land. From this day forward, it's going to be only America first.
So that was pretty good, I thought. Yeah, really good. That seemed significantly higher budget than some of these other ones. That seemed like it had a lot of money behind it to me.
Yeah.
But what do we make of that? Because it was just pure, like, these are the results. People said it couldn't be done.
Well, it's clever in a number of ways. Firstly, he's doing the judo flip on Obama. So basically, by saying Obama's bad and associating Obama with Biden, the more that Biden brings in Obama in his campaign, the more he can say, "Oh, you messed up the figures." So again, it's quite a clever way of flipping any kind of Obama usage back. Secondly, I think it hits different levels of business. You've got some small business, you've got some industrial manufacturing. We're seeing agriculture there. I don't know if you saw they had the Dow increasing massively. Cringed a little bit from an economic perspective, but again, for, you know, because all of the workers wanting their kind of pensions and stuff like that, they're probably loving it. And I love they had like the stonks graph massively increase. You know, here's the graph. Go up under like, and again, you can't mess with that, you know, with the numbers, basically. So I think a very strong ad, really well put together.
One other thing, this was the most Caesar-y of them as well, because a lot of the ones we've seen have been anti-Biden ads. This was the one where it says like, this was just look at the algo. What's just trying to get me to watch Trump serving McDonald's on silver platters. But anyway, this seemed to put him front and center as the great leader, essentially. You know, they said it couldn't be done, the magic wand, I've done it because I am Napoleon, bitches. Basically,
yeah, that was such a good moment where he's like, yeah, no, he took on the magic wand comment. That was brilliant. And again, this is he had the famous America First speech at the end there as well, which would resonate with a large majority of those white American working class voters. So, excellent.
Now, out of interesting 21,000 comments, shall we do the same thing?
Oh. What?
What? Three, what? 3 minutes ago. I literally.
No. That's some 5D chess on the part of Mr. John Galt there.
That's hilarious.
Good lord.
Okay, so Solomon. I mean, I'm just looking for the anti-Trump comments in the comments, right? Because we saw a lot of anti-Biden in the Biden videos, right? So I'm looking for the same sort of thing in these ones, yeah? No. I'm just saying that a lot of people are saying the like-dislike ratio is fake, right? I mean, it's all positive, right? So
yeah, we need to send this to the subpoena that's going on, because this is actual, because again, I think there's something psychological about the like to dislike ratio. It's something you'll check out. So, and I think there's a big, you know, a big fraud that's going on. Like, what's the reason for resetting it on these videos? It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I look, somebody's put in by foundations of economics. Somebody's put in
that's
there.
That's amazing. That's amazing.
Brilliant. Okay, you wanglers. All right, I think we've seen enough, have we? One more.
One more. Yeah, go on.
Backbone or personal backbone. Let's go for back.
Go on then.
Or be not afraid. Which one do we think? Backbone's done good numbers for Joe. Let's have a look at that one.
Scranton is a long way from Wall Street. You won't find skyscrapers or big city bankers. Just hardworking people that make this country work. That's where Joe Biden's story starts. In working class neighborhoods where you could make a good living and pass on a better life to your kids. That's why Joe Biden went into public service to begin with, to make a difference for working families. Donald Trump, he ran for president for himself and for his friends on Wall Street. For Donald Trump, it's about those at the top. For Joe Biden, it's about the backbone of this nation, working families. This crisis has revealed that we must do more for workers and small businesses, not the wealthy. And Joe Biden is the one to do it, to build back better.
I'm Joe Biden, and I approve this message.
You know, I feel like I cannot objectively comment on this advert because I was triggered by Build Back Better.
Oh, and, I know.
It was all projection, and notably, it's got bigger dislike to like ratio. So that you know, and the comments are turned off. More people have disliked it than liked it. The trouble with the advert for me is that, I mean, even if you forget about the Hunter Biden stuff, everybody knows that Joe Biden is a big business Democrat is in the pocket of Wall Street. And all you have to do is look at who's funding his campaign to see that it's all Wall Street, right? Wall Street has gone big for Biden and not for Trump. So the central message is a lie. And that's the thing that I can't. So I'm going to have to pretend that I don't know that in order to engage with this advert.
It's also trying to make Biden into something he is plainly not in terms of where he comes from. You know, this is not a working man that pulled himself up to the top level of the country, you know. And you look at that town that they showed. It looked fairly affluent to me, you know, the houses there and it just seemed that everything was off about it. It was like watching a Kubrick film, you know. You just felt sort of uneasy and sort of like you didn't know what was happening.
Yeah, one thing I would say is, again, I think this would have done really well in the last election. But again, it's just like people know that it's an absolute lie. And I think, again, the framing's really good, showing the house, showing the kind of local town. But the typical left-wing voter in America now, that's their nightmare. They want to destroy that. They want to just, like, when they have the pictures of his family with, like, the dog and the kind of wholesome white America at the beginning, it's like, I'm pretty sure this would have triggered as many people on the left as it would have done on the right, because they hate those ideas. So again, they're trying to hit the white working class. In an election 10 years ago, it would have worked, but it just doesn't make sense now. It's a different game we're playing.
Yeah, and I think one of the other issues is that they did a good job of getting Joe Biden's house out of there. And like anybody who knows anything, trying to associate him with Paul Ryan, for example, as if they're on the same side, like you'd have to be living under a rock to know that image there isn't true, that he hates him and he hates him, right? So I don't know. I mean, I just thought it was all like bad. But trying to put all of that out of mind, I still think it was a weak ad. So three out of 10 for me.
Based on what we've seen today, something comes to mind, and it's an anecdote from one of the men who originally made the program Spitting Image. And they said that all of them were very left-wing and very anti-Thatcher, but that in the end they felt that Spitting Image as a program did more to help her than to hinder her, because no matter how evil or sort of corrupt and monstrous they made her look, she always came off as strong and somebody who was a leader, and that was the trouble. And I think with these ads, they keep making Trump to be this kind of, you know, evil Wall Street pocketed kind of corrupt guy, but he always comes off as this kind of strong, self-confident figure, because he is that, because they can't make him look weak. And that really is the waste of this campaign, is that they haven't done significant damage to Trump with it.
One of the issues is that they said, oh, well, he went into it for himself, but he literally didn't. He was he's a billionaire already. So he had no reason to go into politics, and he had more to lose than not. The narrative doesn't make sense. And also, we know that Joe Biden's got a massive house, right? Or that he's a multimillionaire and he's been a career politician. Mm. So the fundamental narrative makes you ask more questions than it does answer questions, right? It doesn't. It just landed flat again, and that's trying to be as objective as possible. I mean, literally, if you watch this ad, you'd have to again be like sub 80 IQ and know nothing about anything at all. Like you literally just live your entire life, like not engage with any social media or any watching any news or anything for 4 years.
I don't know. Sounds pretty nice.
So I don't know. I mean, I'm just wondering, like, who's going to fall for this is my question. So I don't know. Doesn't pass the common sense test for me. And so I gave that one 3. You guys went a little bit higher, was it?
I'd say four.
Which one do we rather? Joe Biden malfunctions or don't let them ruin America? This will be the last one we look at.
I want to see the malfunctions.
No, I want to see the, okay.
First of all.
Well, I mean, they're only sort of like 40 seconds. We can watch both, can't we?
No, it's okay. Yeah.
First of all, where do you want to see the court take the country? And secondly, what's your view on how the Constitution should be interpreted?
That's like saying you, before you got in this program, you take a test where you're taking cocaine or not. What do you think, huh?
That's the question. Please quiet everybody.
Right, we're getting nervous,
hold on just a moment. This is going to end up getting o'clock. Out of control. Let's try to keep it quiet. So for the candidates and for the American people.
But I tell you, if you have a problem figuring out whether you're for me or Trump, then you ain't black.
I want to thank you both for participating. Now the decision is up to you.
So there we go. And
that was great.
It's quite egregious, isn't it?
We'll watch it. We'll watch the other one as well. It's out of interest.
Wreck their force at peaceful protesters.
The vast majority of the protesters have been peaceful.
And they're going and just pulling people off the street to make it seem like there are problems going on when all that's happening are peaceful protests.
An hour peaceful
peaceful protesters' ability to get out at night?
Most of these protests have been peaceful.
I applaud these protesters. The majority of these protesters are peaceful. They have been peaceful for weeks.
It has continued, for the most part, peaceful.
It was peaceful. We had a number of peaceful protests.
All right, there it is. Landslide win, 10 out of 10.
Yeah, that's the best that we've seen. I'm surprised they haven't done more of this personally, because again, it's just so powerful. And also, it's not just one guy. You saw all of those guys have drunk the Kool-Aid. They're all drinking the MSM meme about, you know, it's just a small percentage of riots, and you can just hit them. You can get all of them across every single state, and it's a super powerful message. Totally destroys and undermines any trust you have in them at all. You know, again, for me, that's a 10 out of 10.
Absolutely, 10 out of 10.
Probably the best ad of the lot, to be honest, because they didn't have to make anything up. Nothing was spun, nothing was made up. It was all fact, right?
Exactly. The only thing I'd say is the editing looks a bit weird. Like, it was kind of like, I know, edited by like a 14-year-old or something. You know what I'm saying? All of the cutouts were strange, but I don't know. I do.
I feel like the Deep Lore could have done a better job with the editing. But anyway, let's hit some super chats and get out of here then, shall we? So Peter Young 2 says, off topic, but I'd love to see another Christian council on Calvin's predestination. I believe that progressive Christianity is Calvinism's final form. Juanito says, I'm here with a cup of Kenko Milenko, the connoisseur's choice in the instant coffee market. Delicious. No, the connoisseur's choice is Nescafe Gold. LF Graves says, Steve Turley is a convert to Russian Orthodoxy and has a Japanese wife. His life is a meme and I love it. Is he? I didn't know he was a Russian Orthodox. AA lookup Donald Trump.watch says Ham Surabi. Okay, I'll have a little look now. Hold on. No, I switched my browser to DuckDuckGo today.
Yeah, I saw. Not bad.
So there we go. That's a website that says Americans that give money to support a racist, data provided by the S. And then literally it's a website where you can search the names and addresses of people who've donated money to Trump, basically.
What could go wrong with that? In the age where there's literally protesters going to people's doors and harassing them, and then they want to defend themselves and they get arrested, you know?
So there we go. Martin Kalender says, I don't think them trying to win the black vote by portraying Biden as a good dog owner is very kind. They're not. They're very much targeting. Seems like, you know, they're trying to target conservative women, basically white women. That's the messaging on the Biden Trump campaign. You know, in fact, all of the stuff about the racial justice seemed to be targeted at that group, not at the actual. The only ad that we saw that was targeted at that group was the one with the NFL star, wasn't it?
Hmm.
And then, okay. Groozy says, why was John Oliver permitted to leave your island?
We kicked him out.
Yeah, he's not going to get back, I tell you.
We don't need him.
Thug Life Bear says, a $65 million loss for a multi-billion-dollar guy is ridiculously good hit rate. Also, Trump stakes would make a great ironic meme in the coming 2020s. Yeah. Dark Light Zero says, I want a Trump stake. Jay Galt says, that has already been debunked by CNN and Snopes, sweetie. Riots were 100% peaceful. Cheshire Lads is just going to be £2. Thank you very much, sir. Benjamin Shergarworth says, make AA Uni mugs and T-shirts. No, the House of Merchandise will not go beyond mugs, I'm afraid. So, so you can get some mugs, but you won't get any T-shirts. Although I should note that Foundations of Economics and the Academic Agency are not a university. It's just some online courses. Architect of Fate says, and the reason I say that is because if you want to register a university, it becomes legal very quickly, and there are huge kind of entry barriers to that. Architect of Fate says, you violated the cartel by streaming over Don. Well, I mean, that's not true. I started before his stream, and he streamed over me. So anyway, I'll clear the airwaves now. Thank you very much, Pharaoh and Pat. You guys going to watch the debate tonight?
No.
I wasn't aware there was one, so probably not.
It is. I think it's the debate tonight, isn't it?
It's too early in the morning. Is it like 3 o'clock in the morning for us?
Yeah, well, I'll probably have a nap, get my drone set popcorn in, you know. All right, get out, everyone. I might even do some like middle of the night analysis if you're lucky.
Ooh.